Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Children of the Lion, Bob Marley's Legacy Through His Family. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. The lion may sleep, but his roar lives on. In every note, every lyric, every child who carries his name, Bob Marley didn't just leave songs behind. He left seeds scattered across generations, and those seeds grew into voices. When Bob Marley died in 1981, the world lost a revolutionary. But his story didn't end, it evolved. Because Bob Marley didn't just leave behind albums. He left behind a family, a bloodline rooted in rhythm, rebellion, and Rastafari. Children raised on sound, soul, and spiritual mission. Children who watched the man not just on stage, but in silence, in prayer, in conflict, in joy. And when the world asked, "Who will carry the message now?" the answer was already growing. Let's begin with Ziggy, the eldest son and one of the first to take up the torch. As the frontman of the Melody Makers, Ziggy didn't mimic his father, he extended him. Blending reggae with pop, soul, and social commentary, Ziggy earned his own Grammy Awards and global respect. He didn't just inherit Bob's voice, he inherited his vision. Then came Stephen, the Quiet Fire. A producer, multi-instrumentalist, and lyrical master, Stephen channeled the Marley spirit into layers of artistry. He crafted albums that echoed revolution while carrying new sound. He honored the roots while bending the rhythm. He stayed in the shadows so his message could shine. Damian Jr. Gong Marley, born to Cindy Breakspear, took the world by storm. His album, Welcome to Jamrock, didn't just top charts, it shook systems. He fused dancehall, hip-hop, and reggae into a sound that made truth taste like thunder. Damian brought Marley to the next generation, with dreadlocks, bass lines, and unapologetic fire. Then there's Julian, Kaimani, Sharon, Sedella, Rohan, each one with their own voice, their own rhythm, their own way of carrying the lion's legacy. Some in music, some in business, some in education, some in silence, but all with purpose. Some people say legacy is measured by monuments, but Bob Marley's monument? It walks, it sings, it builds, it uplifts, it is alive. Because the Children of the Lion didn't just carry his name, they carried his burden, his contradictions, his courage, his calling, and what makes it even more powerful, they never tried to be him, they tried to be truthful. And that's the most Marley thing anyone can do. Even today, in every festival, every protest, every jam session, somewhere a Marley is near. Whispering, teaching, echoing. Because Bob didn't leave behind just a family. He left behind a living movement. And through his children, the flame hasn't dimmed. It's grown. And it will keep growing. Because when you plant seeds in revolution, you don't get flowers. You get forests.